Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, we're going to talk about truth. I don't know about you, but I believe one of the most endearing qualities of a relationship is someone that you know speaks truth to you. They speak truth in love, and they speak truth in the big things as well as the little things. The psalmist writes in Psalm 119, "Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in your law." So what we find here is that David is saying, God, don't just let me see, let my eyes see that I might know. That's the difference in just seeing and how we would read this in the Hebrew. God, open my eyes that I might know and see the wonderful truths in your law. You know, closed eyes and sightless eyes have something in common. Neither one of them can see that which is good and beautiful. The beautiful is there for the seeing, but with no eyes to see it, the beauty shines unappreciated like a diamond locked up in the desert sand where no one has found it. Hearts have eyes. They're windows letting in the light of life. But if the eyes of the heart are closed, then truth shines on unobserved. The heart can be darkened, the mind can be confused, desires can be twisted, and wrong decisions can be made simply because the eyes of our heart are closed and sometimes frozen shut. The difference between right and wrong often becomes blurred and indistinct until right seems wrong and wrong seems right. Eventually, the very existence of objective truth can be questioned, and the person can stumble into a subjective morass of sensuality and sin and selfishness. Meanwhile, truth still shines on unabated and unappreciated. Any person who is concerned with their life that it might be heading in the wrong direction or that their principles might be compromised or their morality eroding, at least they have the eyes of a heart that's opened partially. But he needs to ask the Lord when we find ourselves like that, male, female, student, or child. When we recognize that we need to ask the Lord to open our eyes fully to his wonderful truth, then we get to recognize that in his word, truths that have shone brightly through the centuries point us unerringly to who God is. And suddenly those frozen windows fly open with the fresh breeze of spring and the beauty of God's creation. It recognizes who we are, what God expects, and what he does to love us so deeply. And also what God has done about our cold heart becoming warm again, and that we should go and do and walk and live as a result of his wondrous truth. These are wonderful truths, friend. Once a person's eyes are open to the truth of God's word, we can begin to perceive the vistas of truth formerly undreamed of, the mysteries previously hidden, insights that have never been imagined yet. He discovers answers to questions he never thought to ask, and we all of a sudden have this ability that we see, know, recognize, understand, and relax in those truths. These truths of God are carefully hidden in the heart and are pondered in the heart. As a result, the mind becomes educated and directed in God's principles and promises, and the emotions are stimulated to wholesome delight and godly desire. And the will is moved to make decisions that consistently reflect the divine principles. That, my friend, that's how a person might live life to the fullest. Happy is the man or woman who has eyes wide open to hear, know, discern, desire, and do God's will. How awesome is that when you walk in the truth? Thanks. I trust you have the greatest day ever, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.